Well, the first one in the collection is an introduction to this whole mysterious thing that's happening to me and to other women out there. And, you know, we were prepared when we were pre-adolescents that something was going to happen, but I really have to say that we need to be a bit more open with information about this change. So, this is what the flesh is heir to. Our mothers never told us there'd be days and weeks and months and years like this. You think they took a vow of silence? Anyway, I think somebody needs to make a kit, like the one they gave out in sixth grade, the pads and belts, something happens to girls. It's normal, said the booklet, don't be afraid. I need a book like that, with homey pearls of woman wisdom for this later stage. Dear Kimberly Clark, we have some suggestions. We need Kleenex, light days, and also sage advice about the menopausal question. To HRT or not? Soy? Calcium? And could you please throw in some Halcyon? You're supposed to laugh. You're allowed to laugh.
I'm allowed to laugh? Am I allowed to even be hearing these poems?
That's the thing. You know, this was a worry.
Yeah.
That I
Yeah, right. I mean, is this a poem for everybody or, you know, you're aiming at a certain audience here?
Well, I'm aiming more directly at a certain audience, but hoping that the men who love the women going through these wonderful experiences could also glean some understanding from these. And in fact, I was just told by a wonderful local man poet that he read the entire book from start to finish and that he enjoyed it. And I said, well, this is lovely because this means men might want to read it too. My sister said, this is the handbook that we all need to give to our daughters. But I think that men need to know about these fun things too.
Allow me, if I might, to read this blurb that U.S. Poet Laureate Billy Collins has written about your work. Congratulations, by the way, on getting Billy Collins to blurb
Thank
your book.
You. He's a lovely man.
He writes, Egan's unabashed admissions, balanced by the sonnet's strictures and the wit of her endings, extend to the reader the double pleasure of craft and disclosure. What was the tougher challenge here? Was it mustering up the confessional chutzpah to address this very personal subject of a woman's aging biology, or was it actually to forge this subject matter into these very, you know, well-crafted and poetically rule-abiding sonnets?
Oh, well, thank you about the poetically rule-abiding sonnets. I do have a real affinity with the sonnet form. And now, you know, I ended up in Italy, which is where the sonnet form comes from. So I guess I'm going back to my poetic origins in a certain way. And some of this stuff, it is TMI, but it's what a poor little poet is going through and just decided that, well, it's either laugh or cry. And I would really prefer to laugh. So your very good question, I think the answer to that is, it was a little hard to write some of these biologically confessional sonnets. And it's also true that you suddenly realize, oh, something weird is happening with me, but it's normal. I mean, this happens. But again, as I said in the What the Flesh is Heir to sonnet, this is not something that people have traditionally talked about. It's something that's been kept under wraps. And I would like to think that with some humor and some crafting it into this thing that's away from me and away from the people who might be undergoing the symptoms, you can look at it as a, well, we can turn this into something fun and entertaining and maybe poignant and maybe even art and take it away from the personal anguish that we sometimes go through with some of the things.
Yeah, I imagine, a woman looking for some sort of informational book on this subject would have the dreadful experience of, like, going to a really unpleasant corner of some bookstore and finding, like, pastel-covered books with
yeah.
seagulls on them and certain, like, you know, a certain gentle font on the cover that
yes.
doesn't have the sort of spark and humor that helps the medicine go down.
Nicely put.
Yeah.
Well, and I have to say that in the this is the first time in my publisher's cataloging and publication data, as they call it, the subjects under which this could be found are menopause poetry, middle-aged women, health and hygiene, poetry, sonnets, American 21st century, health and hygiene, Moira Egan, health and hygiene.
This is a science book.
Yes, it is.
Let's, if we could, hear another selection from
okay.
your book. What would you like to read for us next?
Well, and maybe I'll even, if it's all right, read two in a row because
sure.
they're related. Last summer, the Baltimore Review had its annual thematic literary contest, and the theme for last summer was heat. And I said, oh, ha-ha, I will submit a couple of hot flash sonnets. And I was still working on the sequence at that point. So this is the very first hot flash sonnet. As if you'd spent all Roman afternoon inside the cool embrace of marble walls of some palazzo, and then, all too soon, it's time to leave. They're closing, hall by hall, so you step out onto the August street, the white sun blaring down, asphalt echoes of sticky, stinky, visible waves of heat. Sweat pours from you but has nowhere to go. Or like that dish of mutton vindaloo, remember how the waiter shook his head, anticipatory sympathy for you, misguided Anglo girl, then how it spread, internal spice combustion, your blood no longer blood at all, but habanero. And then the second hot one traces a curious phenomenon about which I am wondering why no one has done a study on this, because, you know, it's a phenomenon out there, and I think I'm the first person who's written about it, God forbid. Instead of a research paper, it's a sonnet. And it's called Sisters in Sweat Sonnet. If even Mr. Limbaugh knows it's true that women living in propinquity will soon begin to cycle with the moon in unison, ah, benison of female tendencies toward cooperation, imagine our foremothers in their caves, Cro-Magnon crouching round each parturition, all sisters, cousins, aunts caring for the babes. Then how come no one's yet released the study that shows that flashes, too, are a contagion? We're sisters in the sweat, hormonal buddies. We swoon and flush, we peel our lairs in legion. We dress in gauze and veils, we're Salomes of menopause. Rush, look out for the waves.
Congratulations, by the way, on including Rush Limbaugh in one of these poems.
First, and I think only time. And I hope someone shows it to him.
Moira Egan, visiting with The Signal's Aaron Henkin in 2013. Egan's poetry collection is titled Hot Flash Sonnets, and it's published by Passenger Books.